With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The latest New York Times Siena College poll shows an extremely tight presidential race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
According to the poll, Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris by 1 point among likely voters. The results show each candidate with clear advantages and disadvantages. Voters favor Harris on democracy and abortion and choose Trump on immigration and the economy. The national survey also finds that nearly half of voters view the vice president as too liberal or progressive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a Fox News Sunday interview, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says he's sure that Vice President Kamala Harris' lead in some polls over Donald Trump will start to drop.
I think he needs to let Kamala Harris talk, something she's been reluctant to do unless she's reading a teleprompter. And we've seen the polls very close, but mainly she's coming off of this, as James Carville called it, a sugar high.
Also at SRNnews.com, tensions are on the rise over the elections in Venezuela.
Venezuela's vice president announced that he was granted safe departure out of the country to help restore what she called the country's political peace and tranquility. The move came as tensions rose between Venezuela's government and Brazil and Argentina, who attempted to provide refuge to Venezuelan opposition officials in the Argentinian consulate in Caracas. Supporters of the opposition could be heard chanting freedom outside of the Argentinian consulate. In retaliation, Venezuela's president, Nicolás Maduro, broke off diplomatic relations with Argentina's government, which tapped neighbor Brazil to represent its interests and safeguard the asylum seekers. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities have been searching a rural portion of southeastern Kentucky for a man suspected in a weekend shooting along I-75. This is SRN News. A recent graduate reaches out to college-age men. SRN's Michael Harrington.
John Haskell has established a nonprofit organization designed to help men his age break their addiction to pornography. Haskell, a valedictorian in this year's graduating class at Notre Dame, says he hopes to set up chapters of Ethos National on university campuses across the nation. He got the idea after writing a column in the Notre Dame student newspaper describing his own struggles with porn and was flooded with messages from other students having the same problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A majority judge has ruled that the language used to summarize a ballot question designed to enshrine abortion in the state constitution is misleading. Cole County Circuit Judge Cotton Walker has thrown out a description of the measure as written by Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. The judge has inserted a description of his own, saying the amendment would repeal a Missouri's abortion ban and create a constitutional right to make decisions. This is SRN News. A very rare dime will soon turn into a chunk of change.
Three sisters from Ohio who had a dime in a bank vault knew that it had value, but not this much. Experts say the coin struck by the U.S. Mint in 1975 will bring more than $500,000 when an online auction ends in October. What makes this dime depicting President Franklin D. Roosevelt so valuable is a missing S Mint mark. It's one of only two known to exist. The other sold in 2019 for more than $450,000. Jason Walker reporting.
Boeing has a tentative agreement with its largest union on a new contract for factory workers that could avoid a threatened strike. The company and the International Association of Machinists said yesterday the agreement will have a pay raise of 25% over 4 years. More details at SRNnews.com.